Thunder Bay. Just days after Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center announced a campaign against violence against hospital staff, details are emerging about assaults against two nurses. In a social media post, President and CEO Rhonda Crocker Ellicott described two separate incidents on the weekend when our frontline hospital staff were the victims of a level of violence no human should have to face, let alone people who are here to help. According to Thunder Bay Police, investigating officers were told that on Sunday afternoon, a nurse was helping a patient on a stretcher in the emergency department when a 39-year-old man struck her. In a news release Tuesday afternoon, police said there were no injuries and that the victim did not wish to have the person charged. In the other incident, on Saturday evening, a 15-year-old female patient attacked a nurse who was attempting to assist her. She was charged with assault causing bodily harm and mischief under $5,000. In her post, Crocker Ellicott said she has instructed that on-site security be increased immediately for the protection of staff and patients. She said she also plans to discuss an increased presence with TBPS. Meanwhile, we will be communicating internally with departmental leaders about increasing the amount of diligence in identifying the warning signs for any potential escalation to ensure any problems can be dealt with proactively, Crocker Ellicott stated. She said the incidents on the weekend were not isolated. I understand many people in society are struggling right now for many different and justifiable reasons, but violence is never the answer. Crocker Ellicott went on to appeal to the public to treat hospital staff with respect and courtesy, adding, anything less will simply not be tolerated. Note: an earlier version of this story cited the hospital's social media post which stated that charges were laid in both cases. Thunder Bay Police subsequently reported that the victim of one of the assaults has preferred not to have a charge laid.